This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, for another year, agencies have likely escaped budget cuts due to sequestration. CISA is preparing to host its biggest biannual cybersecurity exercise called Cyberstorm. And service members are reportedly not getting enough sleep each night to properly do their jobs. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Monday, April 8th, 2024. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. Service members are apparently not getting enough sleep each night to properly do their jobs. Federal News Network's Anastasia Obis has more.
A watchdog organization found the service members are consistently getting less than 6 hours of sleep. Military personnel say they fall asleep on the job, which creates serious safety concerns. The GAO wants the Pentagon to conduct an assessment of DoD's oversight structure for fatigue-related efforts. The Defense Department recommends that troops get 7 hours of sleep each night. Anastasia Obis, Federal News Network.
Attention vendors who provide grant services to the government, this RFI's for you. Federal News Network's Jason Miller tells you why.
The Grants Quality Service Management Office, or QSMO, is ready to expand its marketplace of service providers. But first, it's taken the pulse of the vendor community to gauge the capabilities of the sector. The QSMO's new request for information is asking vendors for details about their grants management systems. They want to know whether it's set up as a software as a service, whether it integrates with SAM.gov and login.gov, and whether it's highly configurable and does not require code changes. Responses to the RFI are due by April 30th. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
Agencies have likely escaped budget cuts due to sequestration for another year. The Congressional Budget Office analyzed the fiscal 2024 spending bills and estimated that the discretionary budget authority for defense and non-defense agencies falls under the caps established in the Fiscal Responsibility Act of 2023. CBO, however, says the final decision about whether cuts are needed under sequestration will come from the Office of Management and Budget based on its own estimates of federal spending. OMB told Congress in August it did not think sequestration cuts would be necessary based on current estimates, but it will send another letter to Congress later this year with the final decision. There's a new artificial intelligence chief at the top U.S. spy agency. Federal News Network's Justin Doubleday has the details.
John Beeler has been named the chief AI officer at the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. He also serves as the top science and technology advisor to Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines. Beeler now leads a council of chief AI officers across the 18 components of the intelligence community. One of the first tasks for that group is developing an AI directive for the entire IC. Beeler says it will cover everything from data standards to civil liberties and privacy protections. Justin Doubleday, Federal News Network.
The Postal Service may soon ask for a sixth rate increase since November 2020 that would go into effect this summer. But the Postal Regulatory Commission is taking a closer look at whether this new pricing model is actually helping USPS improve its long-term finances. The regulator is asking for public feedback on whether the current pricing model is working for USPS and its customers, and if not, what modifications to the rate-making system should be made or what alternative system should be adopted. The regulator will accept comments through July 9th. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency is preparing to host its biggest biannual cybersecurity exercise. Dubbed Cyberstorm, the event will kick off this month with more than 2,000 participants from government and industry. The week-long exercise simulates the response to a cyber attack on multiple critical infrastructure sectors. This year's Cyberstorm comes as CISA rewrites the national plan for responding to major cyber incidents. CISA expects to release the updated plan by the end of 2024. The IRS is looking to take the next steps in its most ambitious project under the Inflation Reduction Act. The IRS is letting taxpayers in 12 states test out its direct file platform this filing season as it gets feedback from earlier users in the hopes of scaling up the pilot program. In a roundtable discussion with direct file users, the IRS says all participants said they would recommend direct file to eligible friends and family. Roundtable participants included college students, military veterans, as well as nonprofit and government employees. The Air Force wants to bypass governors in 7 states and transfer the National Guard space units to the Space Force. Air Force officials are calling for legislation to bypass existing law requiring them to obtain a governor's consent before making changes to a National Guard unit. It would allow the service to transfer 14 Air National Guard space units located in New York, Florida, Hawaii, Colorado, Alaska, California, and Ohio, and make them part of the Space Force. Not surprisingly, the idea is facing criticism from governors. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Monday, April 8th, 2024, I'm Peter Masurlian.